on this episode of Counting Cars.
What in the world are you doing?
I'm getting ideas.
Seriously, you're putting all this money into a motorhome. You're going to be up to 50 grand.
No.
You need an intervention.
I'm looking for a movie replica bike from Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Awesome. It's a pretty raw machine.
I'm going to love it. I think my going to hate it.
Absolutely. Just maybe some room for the FMC because we're bringing her in tonight.
Really, put it over here.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, no.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
What are you doing?
What's up, Mac? How are you?
What in the world are you doing?
I'm getting ideas, man.
Ideas for what?
For the interior of this rig.
You're gonna purple this thing, bro. And cheetah?
Dude, you know how much I love this thing? I am absolutely having a freaking ball. A while back, I picked up a beautiful 1976 FMC motorhome. Got a great deal, paid 16 grand for it. And now I'm finally getting to put some time in and start working on this thing, and I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am.
When you bought this, you said you liked it the way it was.
I'm doing some updates here and there. It's gonna be gorgeous. Fuel injection, yeah. New AC units, a new generator.
Yeah.
And of course I'm gonna update with some flat screens and nice stereo and satellite and things like that.
The creature comforts.
Absolutely.
Have you added any of this stuff up?
A little bit here and there. I've been dreaming of this motorhome since I was a kid.
But seriously. All that stuff costs money.
I'm not gonna cut any corners now. I'm keeping this thing.
What is that windshield gonna cost to fix?
I don't know. It's got a huge crack in its spider webbing, and it's just, that's my unknown as well. I don't know what it's gonna cost. I'm certainly not gonna tell Kevin that these 1976 FMC windshields are rare and expensive. I mean, if you can find one, it's gonna cost a fortune. But I'm gonna find one, and I'll just deal with Kevin later.
And so then, all that stuff you talked about,
right?
And we're good.
Well, that and I'm gonna paint it. I'm gonna paint the whole outside.
Does that mean body work?
Well, you know, a certain amount.
You need an intervention. You're putting all this money into a 1976 motorhome. We bought this for $16,000. You're gonna be up to 50 grand.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm going that crazy.
New air conditioners, new wiring, paint, bodywork, interior. Where do we stop?
35 G's.
Added to the 16.
Added to the 16.
Okay, so that's $51,000. You're comfortable.
At 50. Call me 34 then.
You're comfortable at 50 grand
for this. The entire rig.
You know, I try and keep my cool with the Count, but this is the ultimate example of bad business. This motorhome is going to cost the shop a lot of money, and then I don't even know what we're going to do with it when it gets restored. I just don't know. You know, the reason I'm here is to protect you from yourself.
From myself?
I'm serious. So you might have to sell that GTO to pay for this.
Oh, no. No. That GTO ain't going anywhere.
Move. Let me guess, those are the eyeballs?
You are a genius.
That's a huge scar. Mike has been teaching me to airbrush, sort of. He didn't want to, but then I caught him smashing one of Danny's trucks, so he had to. I never say nothing to Danny. You teach me finally how to airbrush.
So basically, you're straight up blackmailing me.
I have him over at my new place to help me do a special decoration on my wall.
All right, it's your turn.
Come on.
I did that in 10 minutes, so you got 3 hours to do the extra. I want a smooth flow. You're doing spots.
That's pretty bad.
That's exactly what I expected out of someone that wouldn't practice. Why are you making the eye smaller? Shade that way. Anyways, make this whole thing happen. I'm gonna go downstairs, chill on your couch, and wait for you to get done. Get to work.
Mike has to be the laziest teacher I ever known. It doesn't matter, though. In my heart, I know I'm a great artist, and I show him.
I can hear you doing it incorrectly, so stop it.
I can't hear you.
What the hell was that? What did you do?
Well, this fell in.
What? So I come back in and I see this thing on the wall. Looks like a skull that my bus ran over. It's got a tumor on its face. It's got piano teeth. Its jaw is kicked over to the side. It looked like someone got their ass whooped. This is horrible. Why does he have, like, an extra tumor right here? It's like a tumor. Where'd his nose go? What is it?
Actually, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it is.
This sucks. Good job, buddy.
Listen, I'm no teacher. I never wanted to be one. I never will be one. But if Rolly doesn't start learning soon, I'm gonna be under his thumb forever. So I better start taking this more seriously. Maybe. You know, for a guy that wants to learn, you really don't pay attention.
The deal was you teach me, not let me airbrush on my wall.
How about this, Rolly? You practice what I already tried to teach you, and then we'll talk again later.
I thought blackmailing Mike, teaching me how to airbrush, was a good idea. So far, he's just yelling at me. I don't know how to airbrush, and now I have a big, ugly-ass skull on my wall. So maybe not. I guess I need to buy some white paint.
Harley-Davidson Marlboro Man bike. I love it. What do you think?
You know, considering it has barely a seat and no shocks,
yeah,
I think if you could build it in that 30 range, I'd be happy.
Let's go on in here, man. I want you to meet Shannon. Yo, Shannon. Shannon, my brother. What's happening, man?
What's going on?
I want you to meet somebody, bro. This is Johnny.
Hey, nice to meet you, Johnny.
How you doing?
Shannon.
John. Hey.
Nice to meet you. Shannon is the best bike guy on the planet, and Johnny's here to get a custom bike built.
Cool.
And I think you're gonna dig this project. I'm gonna let Johnny tell you what we wanna build.
Sweet, man.
I'm looking for a movie replica bike. It's the bike from the movie Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Awesome.
I wanna rebuild that.
A rigid FXR.
Yes.
A rigid FXR.
Sweet.
I wanted to do the bike from Harley Davidson and Marlboro Man just because I saw the movie 20 plus years ago, and that is the bike that stuck in my head that, hey, if I was gonna ride a chopper or a total custom ride, this would be the bike that I'd get.
What motivated you to do this bike?
Actually, you know, my riding, you, for the last 12 years, I've been building a family, building a business, and I haven't got to ride as much as I probably would have liked to. And so, you know, unfortunately, I had a buddy who passed away in a car accident here back in 2012.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, man.
But, you know, kind of getting beyond the sadness of it, he's inspired a lot of us to do different things.
What's his name?
Gabriel. The guy was just always, you know, he was always on.
Yeah.
And he was electric, living his life to the fullest. You couldn't help but love the guy when you met him.
So. Gabriel was that kind of guy where he just influenced people positively.
Absolutely. My buddy Gabe kind of gave me the inspiration to kind of take a look at my life and figure out what the things were that I'd always wanted, but had never quite crossed off the list. And this is something I've had on my mind for 20 years. And this is part of living life to the fullest and having a ton of fun doing it. And so that's what I'm here for.
The bike. Let's talk about this bike.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty raw machine.
Oh, it's very raw.
No paint.
Yeah.
It was just bare metal.
Really raw. It had the dead man's hand on it.
Yeah, aces and eights.
Aces and eights. And then, of course, no shocks.
Zero.
It's just the hard struts with them. But the slam, man, that fender, I remember the fender was like right on the tire.
The only suspension would be the front, obviously, and the air in the tire.
And the air in the tire. Nothing like taking the shocks off an FXR and putting on solid struts, man.
I'm going to love it. I think my going to hate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm really excited about this build. I love the movie and I love the bike. And to have the opportunity to build a tribute of it, well, that's just going to be awesome. What kind of budget do you have to throw at this bike?
You know, I think considering it has barely a seat and no shocks.
Yeah.
I think if you could build it in that 30 range, I think we should get it done.
Okay.
That.
I think you came in with the correct budget.
Yeah.
Well, then I think there's nothing left to do but to go shopping. I'm going to take Johnny up to the office. We'll do some paperwork out, and let's find this FXR, man. Let's get rocking, Shannon.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Beautiful.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
To meet you.
Johnny, come with me, brother, okay. Man. Shannon, you are always the best, my bro. Love you,
I'll
man.
See you.
All right, my man. Find that FXR, bro.
I've been working for weeks restoring one of my childhood dream machines, a 1976 FMC motorhome. But Kevin was right. It's been a bit of a nightmare and a money pit of a project. The wiring had been messed with so much by God knows who that my guys had to practically do surgery on the thing to get her running right. I'm finally making progress, but one thing that's given me grief is this broken windshield. Come on, guys, bring it back. Nice and easy. Precious cargo. Come on, come on. That's good. But tonight, Rolly and Mike have returned with what I hope is just what I need. These old motor coaches, man, they are super rare. And finding an original windshield for it, well, it's nearly impossible. So I practically had to trade an arm and a leg for it.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have no idea how happy I am to find this.
All right, we're gonna have to flip
this one more.
I'm careful.
Yeah.
All right. It's so nice to find this windshield uncracked. Just needs a good polish. Just maybe some room for the FMC, because we're bringing her in tonight. We're going to put the glass in the windshield, get it being polished up. I'm stoked. We'll get this thing. It's going to be beautiful.
Let's
thank you, guys.
Put it over here, man. Right.
Love
here,
it.
Man.
Love it. No! Come on,
why
man!
Why you have to push me?
You tripped, you clumsy bastard.
You're kidding me. Seriously. I've been thinking about this thing since I was a kid, man. What do you guys... You know what? Here's what's going on. At 7:22 tomorrow, this exact time, 24 hours, you guys are going to have me another windshield. That ain't busted. That's ready to go. That's what you're going to do. 24 hours.
Where are we going to find one in 24 hours?
I don't care. That's your problem. 24 hours. See you guys here at 7:20 tomorrow.
It took Danny 6 months to find this windshield, and God knows how much it cost him. I don't know what we're gonna do. Where are we gonna find it? Seriously.
Can't believe this.
Yeah, thanks for getting me in trouble again, Roland.
John, are you ready for this, man?
Oh, yeah.
You have to be kidding me.
The guys are crawling all over my latest obsession, my 1976 FMC motor coach. This baby's taking up a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money. Kevin's about to beat me up with his calculator. And Horny Mike and Rolly, I drove all the way to Utah to go get another windshield. But I know that this baby is going to be worth it in the end. Meanwhile, John is here to pick up his Counts Customs version of the bike from his favorite movie, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Now, we pretty much stuck to the original script, but of course, we added a little bit of Counts Customs polish and flavor to it. So I hope he digs the final product. John, are you ready for this?
Absolutely ready.
Here we go. Shannon, bring that baby out.
That is so cool. That is so awesome. That is so awesome, buddy.
She's all you, brother. Take your time.
I cannot believe it.
We started off with a Harley Davidson FXR. We gave it that Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man replica vibe with a little bit of a Counts Customs twist on it. We added an 88 cubic inch RevTech motor and a 5-speed transmission. We added PM controls and brakes, chrome 40-spoke wheels, and a gorgeous custom paint job. Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man was always a cool movie, and I must admit, it was a bike that I've always liked. And to be able to build one here in person, well, I gotta say, I'd like to own it myself.
Look at the width of that tank. That is unbelievable. Look at this pizza cutter wheel on the front. That thing is so cool, guys.
Just the right amount of rake, just the right amount of stretch, just like it should be.
We upgraded like the original bike had different controls on it. We put PM ones on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, the paint is wicked.
You seeing all that in there?
It's got that old school, like, you know, that's a hand-painted looking raw deal. I love
it. Like it used to be.
Like it is,
right.
Exactly.
You know, sit down and just do it by brush.
The original bike Mickey Rourke had the fan of cards and actually put initials of people in his personal life that he kind of passed.
Right.
In my life, that's Gabriel.
Right.
But the rest, I chose to, you know, hey, take a look at some celebrities that have passed that were an influence in my life. You got Jim Morrison.
Yep.
Bruce Lee. Bob Marley. Freddie Mercury, a Queen.
Awesome.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
Evel Knievel.
Yes.
Kurt Cobain.
Yes.
James Dean.
Yes.
And of course, Gabriel.
You're paying tribute to a bike that you love from a movie. But
absolutely.
We've made it yours.
Absolutely. I couldn't be happier.
I'd love to see you try this thing on.
I'm on.
All right.
Sounds good.
Let's see how she fits.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, this is incredible. Cat's Eye Dash. It is so perfect.
Nice.
How'd we do for budget-wise before I get too happy?
There actually is a catch with it, man. It's not for sale. I've fallen in love with it. So thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. We had said we were going to do this project for right around 30, give or take.
Yeah.
What was our final number on this? Was it 31?
You know what? We're at 30.
We're at 30.
Oh.
We're at 30. Straight up. How's that?
That is, hey, it makes a perfect bike more perfect.
Right on budget. And I say we get the wind. We've got a lid for you. We got some gloves for you. Shannon, you want to go, man? Yeah. Let's get a couple bikes and let's do this.
Let's do it.
I love it.
This is more than just a bike. You know, it's a farewell to a great friend. And at the same time, it's a punctuation mark on the last 20 years of my life. Really, the bike is actually icing on the cake at this point. It's a very cool, very raw, very hardcore bike. Pretty hard to believe that that I get to take this home.
My FMC motor coach is done, and she is beautiful, and I am thrilled. Kevin is still having issues with spending all this time and money on a pet project, and I'll deal with him later. Right now, it's time to show this baby off to some guys who I know will appreciate. My band, Count 77, we're wrapping up rehearsal over at the studio right next to my shop. It's time to check this baby out.
You guys are going to trip on this, man.
What the hell?
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That thing is bad.
What is this? This is a 1976 FMC motorhome.
Dude, this is ridiculous.
This is a set for what?
Awesome.
When I first found this FMC, she drove, but barely. We added a brand new generator, new air conditioning and heat system, totally reworked the entire fiberglass body, and added an amazing full custom paint job. I've got to say, this old FMC is a childhood dream come true.
Check it out, man.
But let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Why are you showing us?
That's the fun part. When I was a kid, my family and I, we had a motorhome. It wasn't anything insane like this FMC, but it was cool. And we spent a little time doing a little traveling back in the day. You guys are like family to me, man. And so we've got some gigs to do. And I'm thinking, what better way for a 70s band to travel around and do some gigs than in this 70s FMC rig.
Looking at your guys' tour bus.
We're definitely going to be sticking out. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen anything like this before, ever.
No.
This is crazy, Danny.
Yeah.
My Lord. Where are the horns at?
Yeah. Well, you'll see.
Just you'll dig this, man.
He's got a horn on that bad boy.
Sorry I asked.
You guys get to see the best, man. Come on inside.
The interior is absolutely sick.
Check out the step, the automatic step we added to it here.
Nice, look at that.
Oh,
wow.
After you, fellas. Me? Check out that. It's like royalty, baby. It's like royalty in there.
Dude, this is crazy.
Get in there.
I feel like I'm in a scene from Saturday Night Fever.
Absolutely, brother, man. Absolutely, man. And, you know, when you're getting all pretty for the show, flip this on, man.
Nice.
That's one of my favorite things in the world.
Exactly, man. Check out the bathroom there, Paul.
Cheetahs everywhere in the bathroom.
It's everywhere, man.
Oh, this is something else.
You get the big, you know, comfy couch right here, which also lays out into a bed. It's even got Kevin Mack.
Oh, the driver's seat.
You got a sec, bro?
What's up, brother, man?
You got a sec?
Okay. Well, guys, I'll tell you what. Let's take this to the gate.
Yeah.
Grab your gear and let's load up, man.
Let's do it.
All right. I'll help him. Mike, don't touch the windshields, please.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, whatever you
Come
do.
Come on, don't dog me on the windshield. We paid for it.
Oh, this is crazy.
I know.
I'm glad you guys are digging it.
Hey. Oh, thank you, brother. I'm going to go find me a hat with a feather.
What's up? Come here, not smiling.
I hate to rain on your parade, but brother, I can't be minus $50,000.
We're minus $50,000.
Yes. I just don't know what you want me to do.
I'll tell you what, you'll get happy if you just come inside and see inside for a minute.
Man, I just don't have time for that.
Come on! Just come on! Just come on! You'll dig this, man.
Make me happy. Now I'm in.
Come on, brother.
Now I'm in.
Don't you feel better? Soak in all the coolness. Soak in the vibe.
Honestly, these lights are giving me a headache.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. I tell you what. Open up that fridge. Let's crack open a cold one. Let's just chill out and enjoy the vibe in here, man. Trust me on this. Trust me on this, Kevin.
Right there, man, right there. Ice cold fridge.
There's not even a beer in here. Some baking soda in an envelope. What is this?
Who's it made out to?
Counts Customs.
What's the amount?
$40,000.
I sold a car.
What'd you sell?
My 68 Chevelle.
You sold that car for 40 grand?
I sold that car for 40 grand all on my own. Because wow. I listened to what you said when we started building this thing, and I was trying to think of ways to recoup some of that money. So, does that feel better?
I'm feeling the vibe.
It's true. I was going to take on this FMC no matter how much it cost. And yeah, Kevin was going to yell at me about it. That's just kind of how things are. It wasn't easy to sell one of my babies, but now Kevin is happy, the band's happy, and I'm just glad that I get to make these things bright and shiny and new again.
Dude, this is crazy.